Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what it do?
Hi.
What's
hey,
up?
How was your deportation?
What?
That's what I heard, is that you were...
I got deported?
You got deported. Iced? You got iced.
Yeah.
Well, you have an illegal Mexican street dog.
Yeah.
You live over, like, you're a few blocks away from the ICE facility.
Just down the street.
You know, you are a liberal snowflake. Yeah, I assumed
right.
at some point that
Proud
you...
Proud of it.
Well, and we were told once that your looks were problematic, that you looked Middle Eastern. Look, no one knew where you're at. I put two and two and two together, and quite frankly, I'd concluded that you had been detained. Rumor had it, possibly deported, and yet somehow here we are. My guess is through Canada, our poorest border, you've made your way back.
I was detained. It was not pretty. I don't understand why they all wear masks.
Was it you in the frog outfit?
I saw no faces.
Were you the frog or were you the...
No, I was the old lady dressed as... did you see the...
Oh, I saw it.
There was an old lady dressed as like... I don't know, like Mother Teresa or something, sitting there reading a book?
Yeah, there was...
That was me.
I don't know if it was the Teresa or the nun. There was another lady that was dressed up as a bird. There was a person in a frog outfit who was pepper sprayed. He got pepper balled, but he was back the next day. Or, you know, they, her. You can't really... I don't want to gender assume the frog. But yeah, that was... I just figured, you know, hey, yeah, you're down there. It's in your neighborhood. Mix the stuff up over there. Maybe you went to get a blue star donut down there. Next thing you know, you're like, I don't like the look of you. I see your little Mexican street dog. Psh, you're out of here.
No, you're on to me. They did ice me. Yeah. I was detained. They sent me back to Afghanistan. And then once I got there, the Afghanis were like, yeah, no. Send him back.
They gave you the boot.
So here I am. I'm back.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, only took 4 whole days.
Oh, you look like $1 million. Looks like you got some color.
Yeah.
You know, probably again from...
It's hot over there.
From being overseas.
It's hot.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thanks.
A little more gray. I'm guessing it's kind of a stressful experience over there.
That's white.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, well,
until next time you get
back.
Deported.
I was hoping to be back Friday for Ryan Buckley's final day on the show.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
But I'm sad to report that I could not make it.
Yeah, no Ryan Buckley. Well, again,
he's gone.
I think we all understand that that's from Afghanistan
they
back.
They deported him, too.
I think his wife deported him. I don't care what anyone says. His wife decided that he was no longer going to be allowed to work
here.
Well,
they make big money in TV. Wait, did he say where he's going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's over there with
Adam Bjornsson.
So he's
going to be at the C-Dub.
Yeah.
Which I think is, are we on the C-Dub?
We are on the C-Dub.
We still on there?
Yes.
They haven't got sick of us yet?
For an hour.
Well, he's over there now.
Yeah.
Probably watching us right now.
He said
he started today.
Yeah, today's his first day.
Which, by the way, rookie maneuver.
Why would you start on a Monday?
Well, no. Why would you go from one job to the next without a couple weeks? Maybe even a month?
Yeah.
A couple years?
It's a valid point.
In between?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You know my working theory behind all of this is Kim related. This is all the Mrs. Buckley.
Is that her name, Kim?
I believe it's Kim, yes.
Kim Buckley.
Yeah, Kim Buckley.
Never met her.
Nor have I, but I get the sense that Buckley...
And now never will meet.
No, that Buckley is terrible. Well, Buckley talks a big game, but we will never see Ryan Buckley again. He is gone to the ether. He's vanished.
In our text exchange where I was bloviating about him because he is one of my favorite producers we've ever had.
Yes,
he's I a, really
Yeah, he's a wonderful human being.
I really enjoy. Oh, I don't think he's a wonderful human being, but he was great on our show, and I loved having him. He was really fun, and I just thought he understood the bit, and he was good. He was a good vibe. That said, as we were talking via text message on our phones, he said he wanted to golf sometime.
Yeah, whatever.
And I said, well, you've been saying that for 3 years. How long was he on our program?
Yeah, like 3.5 years.
Was he that?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah, it was 3.5 years.
Wow. Time flies. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you've been saying that for 3.5 years and it hasn't happened. So.
No. He claims, and I don't know what this says, he claims that he needs to golf with you and he needs to go drinking with me. And I was like, first off, neither one of those things is going to happen. Second, your wife will never allow one of those things to happen. Have you invited him to play golf?
No.
I have invited him to go out with me a dozen times.
Have you?
Yes.
And he won't do it?
No.
What a little bitch.
He showed up one. This is vintage Buckley. He showed up at my local watering tavern, which is right up the road from here, right? Like, takes you 2 minutes to get here. He claimed that he was going to swing by for a beverage. He showed up, walked in. I bought him a beer. He drank half, well, maybe a sip or two, spilled the beer, and then was like, I got to go. And then got in his car and left.
Oh,
he was there for a grand total of like 11 minutes. And we all know that
he's on a short leash.
Well, you know, when you show up at a bar for 11 minutes, we know good and damn well what the cause of that is. And that's, again, Mrs. Buckley.
Well, yeah, but why would he even go at all?
I don't know. I think under the illusion, he probably was like, you know what, honey? I'm tired of this. You know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a beer with my friend. I'll be there 10 minutes. I swear to
God.
Well,
he probably felt obligated.
Yeah.
He probably didn't tell her, and he was trying to sneak it in. He felt obligated to you.
Yeah. I also feel that the beer spill was intentional.
And then she did. Yeah, right. Because she didn't know. So he had it. He was on a timeline.
Yeah. So instead.
He was trying to make everyone happy. Yeah. A lot of people do this.
Yeah. It looks awkward if you chug a beer. Like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man? Hang out. So I think it was, oops, I spilled the beer.
Oh, better go.
It's like when the fat guy jumps, it falls into the pool with his shirt on. Oh, I can't believe I fell in the pool with my shirt on.
Just leave it on now.
No sense in taking up. Buckley, we're on to you.
Well, I'll miss the old bastard.
Yeah.
I loved him.
He's not going to golf with you, though, and he sure as hell is never going drinking with me. So
R.I.P.
He's dead to us, but we'll remember the good times.
In his stead. Is that how you say it? Is that right?
In his stead. Yeah, I think
In his place.
Yeah.
Is none other than, and what great timing, because the Mariners are in uncharted territory.
Well, we're in playoff Schultzy mode now.
We have Jordan Schultz, everybody, otherwise known as Schultzy. He will be filling in the interim, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
What's up,
Schultzy?
Hey, how
you doing? Mariner. Just the full. What are you wearing, a division champ shirt?
Yes, damn
well,
right.
Well, yeah, I mean, They won the division for the first time since 2001, is that
yes.
right?
Yes. And they have first playoff home win last night since 2001 as well.
Yeah, so. First home win.
Yes. Home playoff win. Yes. They even said it wrong on the broadcast, and I even yelled. I'm like, home win, not playoff.
Yeah, they
playoff
did make
win.
It. They made it sound like it was their first playoff win.
No.
They forgot that they beat the hell out of the Blue Jays in the wild card in 2022. Card. Yeah.
What's the matter? Is that the Bud Light one where they were throwing Bud Lights at the babies? You remember that up in Toronto?
I do remember that.
The Canadians are crazy.
I do remember that.
Bunch of jerks.
But I've often asked myself this very question, and do not take this as a slight, Schultzy.
It's already begun.
It is not. Yeah. I love Schultzy.
5 minutes in, and it's already started.
I have often asked
myself.
Leave
him alone.
I'm simply saying, when I saw you wearing that shirt,
yeah.
I have asked this so many times. Who the hell buys a division championship shirt? And now that, like, I don't know if I've ever, because you see them on the field, right? They put them on, and then, like, you can go on Fanatics or whatever and buy them. And I've often asked myself, what? Who buys the division shirt? And now that I see it, the answer is you. And that is not a negative. That's the sort of super fan. I don't have a lot of super fans in my life.
It's
so
been
I've never seen a division. Like, if the Mets won the NL East, I'm not buying an NL East division shirt. Like, that would never occur to me. But it would also never occur to me to wear a Mets headband. But that's what I'm saying. The Schultzy is that sort of archetype, and I love it.
Appreciate you.
I love he's wearing the division shirt. That's not a negative, and I didn't want it to be negative.
I don't take it as a negative. I am a diehard super fan, and I'm stoked. I don't really know how else to express it other than...
If they bow out against the Tigers, By the way, big win against Scooble there. But if they bow out, do you still like wear the division shirt with pride, or is it more like, ah?
No, that's going back in the closet.
Why? They can never take that away from you.
No, but the whole idea that, I mean, outside of T-Mobile Park, they even put up a thing with like 11, which means like they're expecting the Mariners to get the 11 wins to get to the World Series and take it all. So, and so am I.
Well, they got a case of the supposedness. That's stupid. They shouldn't expect anything. Have they watched the Mariners? Good grief.
Maybe more hope.
That said, I think a division title shirt, if there's any team in any sport
that deserves it,
that deserves to disseminate division title shirts, it would be the Mariners. They won one in 25 years.
Like, if the Blazers win, and by the way, does anyone know, do we still have divisions in the NBA? Like, if you win a division in the NBA and you hang a banner, or
that's
like,
totally different.
That's different. Baseball does.
This is a pennant.
Okay, how about this? NFL. Schultz, would you buy a divisional champ shirt for the Seahawks? Or are we dealing with a exclusive baseball? This old, like, baseball, the division is a much bigger deal. Because in the olden days, dude, you could win 95 games and not make the postseason. The division was everything. So there's a certain sense to it. But, like, I don't feel like you would buy a Seahawks division champ shirt.
No, it's not
baseball.
Not even a Blazers, if they won the division championship or the conference championship, I'd literally be like, no, this is a Mariners-specific thing. I am bleeding teal all over the studio. That's all it has to do with.
His blood is teal.
It is.
I've seen it.
Appreciate you guys.
His Mariner tears.
Love the Mariners, and I love freaking radio. Happy to be here with you guys, though, seriously.
Yeah, it's a good time to be alive for Schultzy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his Mariners are...
Well, that pucker factor, though, last night.
Well,
when the Tigers tied that game, it was like, ooh. Well, ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. I'm not going to lie. Pretty sad.
Yeah, why'd he throw him a fastball, Schultzy? Break it down.
Because he probably, I think it was like 8 or 9 sliders in a row, and I don't know if he shook Cal off. Usually nobody on that staff shakes Cal off, but it was probably just a bad pitch call on Cal's part. It's like, why are you doing this?
I remember on
this. You mean MVP, Cal?
I remember on this program, though, when they signed Jorge Polanco. I remember us all being like, well, final mocking the signing. And against the best pitcher in baseball, not one, but two. Who saved your season? Freaking Polanco. Oh my goodness.
Well, he actually didn't, because it was tied in the eighth.
I know.
Even with his home runs, it was Julio that came up big.
They would not have been in that place if not. The only thing that Scooble gave up all night is he could not withstand the power, the ferocity of one Jorge Polanco.
Two hanging sliders. Gone.
Who was doing the broadcast last night? Who was that? Wainwright?
Wainwright, and then got Amin, Adam Amin, yeah.
Well, Wainwright, I think it was Wainwright that said, what are you doing throwing him a fastball?
He
had no chance against Brash's slider.
No.
And he kept throwing him. What are you doing?
Well, I think there was I think Pierzynski even made the other commentator made the comment that, like, at some point, maybe you throw him a fastball just to change the look, because he's gotten slow for the last 2 minutes.
So there's two analysts on there?
Yeah, there was Adam Wainwright and then AJ Pierzynski. Okay. Man, AJ Pierzynski was just rooting for the freaking Tigers. That dude can go F himself.
Well, he was a White Sox. What do you expect?
The Mariners do something anyway.
It doesn't matter. Mariners won the game.
1-1.
It's 1-1.
Yep.
And Schultzy can
wear his division shirt with pride.
Crap his pants again tomorrow.
You guys will have me on the air tomorrow while the Mariners are playing.
Yeah.
So that's
going to be. That's what time's that first pitch?
I think it starts at 1:08 tomorrow and then 12:08 the next day. Oh, and I'm actually in hosting happy hour for Luke those days as well. Boy. It's going to be nuts.
You want to see Schultzy cry on air?
By the way, that guy that cried. I cried too. So everybody on social media that's like blasting
that guy?
Mariners guy that cried, I was crying as well.
You
shut up.
I got to tell you, I have no problem with sports fan cry. It was a little premature.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it's
I'm really loving the crowd shot. Like, I freaking love crowd shots.
Yeah.
I just think they're so interesting. Mm-hmm. And when you look at, like, if you've been watching any of the Yankees, they were playing the Red Sox. But now they're getting smoked by the Jays.
Blue Jays are just...
When they were playing the Red Sox, it's just funny to see the archetype of human that's a Yankee fan, right?
Yeah.
Well, now that the Mariners are at home and they're showing all the Mariner crowd shots, it's so funny to see the difference between Yankee bro and Mariner bro. And Mariner bro, I mean, it almost looks as if the pink, is that what they call it? The pink up there?
T-Mobile, the pink.
It basically looks like the entire staff of Microsoft is in the stands. Like, it's tech bro after tech bro after tech bro with zany glasses or jacket. And they, but the beauty of, I think, the Mariner crowd shots is just the pucker factor. Yeah. Like, the Yankee fans, they've been there.
Sure.
Mariner fans have not.
Six times in their history, they've been to the postseason.
And you want to see, like, if they had a worry, if you could just quantify worry on someone's face,
yeah.
I've never seen that much worry in one stadium as the Mariners last night.
Mariner fan was getting pretty cocky. Like, while you were gone, we were asking, like, who do you want? And they were like, give me the Tigers. Give me the Tigers. Before it even started, there were people tweeting out, two best teams in baseball, just give me Phillies, Mariners. And someone was like, shouldn't you win a game first? Oh, we got this. And all of a sudden, I think after game one, Mariner fan realized, oh my God, we're the Mariners. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't. And so now Mariner fan has been running their mouth for a little bit here. And all of a sudden, it's like, dude, you've got a lot of history that you got to push back against. And yes, we are leading. It is leading into all-time great Eli Manning panic.
Are absolutely panicked.
And it's amazing.
And that guy who is crying, back to him, the Microsoft bro with the zany jacket and the glasses, and he started crying.
Started crying.
And his wife or girlfriend had to hug him. And that was adorable.
Yeah.
It was. It was adorable.
I will say.
But it was just the most Seattle thing ever. Yeah.
Can I also say that maybe you shouldn't be crying? It's one, like,
well, is it the eighth inning?
What are we doing here? It's
wasn't it after the Julio double?
But that's my
the
point.
Game wasn't even over.
The game isn't over.
Has he not watched the Mariners?
It's game two of the division series.
He doesn't know if he's going to get another moment.
It's almost like the division shirt. I feel like we're ahead of ourselves. Save the tears. Hopefully there's a lot more to come. You can't be crying two of the division series.
He was feeling it, and I think it's great.
Speaking of crowd shots.
And today he's sitting in his cubicle.
Yeah. And being made, well.
Probably still crying. He's a meme now.
He's a meme. Yeah. I too love crowd photos, and.
Well, they're not photos.
No, but.
The live shots.
Live shots.
Crowd, it's just everything.
But. Live shots, photos, I love, I'm with you. The crowd reaction, there is a great one. And if this dude doesn't have this thing already framed and mounted, the one guy in the whiteout at Penn State, have you seen the photo? There is a phenomenal photo of the Penn State whiteout, and it's a huge section. And there's just, everyone in the photo is white, except one dude right in the middle of it is in all green. And it is a phenomenal photo. And whoever that dude is, you have a lifetime great photo right there. That thing should be framed and mounted in your office.
I see that.
Isn't that a great...
Is it the guy wearing the one jersey?
Yeah. He's just in the middle of that sea of white. There's just one Duck fan, just hanging out.
I can report to you I see three other Duck fans in the photo, but yes.
No, well, then that's not it. There's one where it is all white with just one guy. One Duck fan in the middle of it.
He looks like somebody... You know what that looks like? That looks like Gold Jim Irsay, rest in peace. You see that?
The ghost of Jim Irsay?
Rooting for the Ducks in Happy Valley? Look at that guy. Got a little boiler there.
Yeah, there's just
housed.
And I'm sure there's plenty of different photos going around, but the one I saw was just one guy wearing green in a sea of white, and I thought to myself, dude, that's a phenomenal photo for that guy.
All right, well, listen, here's what's up. Buck is gone.
He already sent us a photo of him and Bjornson flipping us off.
Oh, yeah, he's working with
AD. Yeah, they're listening right now.
Old banana fingers.
Look at him in a collared shirt pretending that he's a professional.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he starts dressing up for work.
Yeah, must be
maybe
nice.
He would have made more money here if he had dressed up.
If he had put a little effort
acted
into
like
it.
A damn professional like the rest of us as I kick off my flip-flops.
Yeah, my athletic shorts over here. Absolutely.
Hey, that's the beauty of sports radio, baby.
Yeah.
Wear whatever you want. Anyway, are you okay?
Yeah.
Big sigh there. You all right?
I just didn't appreciate Buckley flipping me off.
Well, anyway, we got Schulte in there. He's going to be with us for a while till we, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. Does anybody want to be our producer? I mean, I know Schulte might.
I do.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I just told Dusty, told you guys off the air, I'm ready to come in and earn it. So excited.
Okay,
let's
I want you on your best here over Schulte's the next couple weeks, Schulte.
Schulte's ready to grind.
Let's grind it out, baby.
I love it.
See what you got.
Love
anyway, anyway, big sports weekend.
Sports.
So
let's talk about it.
Let's begin. Do you want to talk about? Well, the Ducks didn't play.
They did not. They had a big one this week.
But game day's coming here.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that. We can talk about the big sports day up on the Isthmus of Seattle, mm-hmm. if you'd like.
Yeah.
The which Beavs. We kind of already have. Da. Or we can talk about the college football Saturday that was. Which would you like?
They are.
Choose your own adventure.
We thought they were. Let's do
a
little
college
football.
They have
a white
running back, for goodness sakes.
All right. College football Saturday succotash. How about that? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice to have you along. It is a Monday edition of Primetime. With Isaac, that's me, and Big Sue right over there. Right. We've lost Buckley. The poor old fella's dead. Very nasty motorbike accident. I don't want to talk about the details of it, but...
Keep it quiet.
Tell you, what.
Respectful to his wife.
It was pretty ugly.
Who loves our program so very much.
So anyway, Schultz's in here, and we're going to party for a week, and then I think you're going to Portugal or some
crap.
I am. Yeah,
I'm heading off to Portugal.
Hell yeah.
Well, my gal turned 28, you know, again.
Yeah.
Happy 28th birthday to my love. And she wanted to do a big birthday trip for her 28th birthday, because that's such a big birthday. And so her and her friends are over there right now, and then I'm going to hop over and join for a few days after.
What a life.
What a life.
What a life, baby.
And to Lisbon and then, baby. I don't know, two other cities that I haven't been kept in the loop. I'm basically being told this is what we're doing.
And that's the way it should be.
Yes.
It's the way I operate. My wife plans everything, and it's great.
Yeah.
I just show up, I know every detail will be covered.
It really is the better way to go about it.
As long as they have booze. Anyway,
I think the Portuguese like to have a good time.
When you get back, I think the NBA will have begun.
Yeah, well.
You made it.
Thank God.
They're going to do another season.
Another one. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think FanFest was happening. So far, we've had FanFest. Yeah. There was a Lillard rally down at Pioneer Courthouse Square. There was Media Day.
Wait, a Lillard rally? Why?
Yeah, they had a Lillard rally.
Why?
Because he's back. You missed that one? That was a couple weeks ago. They had it down at Pioneer Courthouse Square.
No, I did miss that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was down there in my front row with my Blazer jersey.
No,
you weren't. I did. I had pom-poms. It was old. Schultz was there. You should have seen it.
I missed Media Day. Apparently, they had Media Day already?
They did have Media Day.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, you missed Media Day, and you missed you're missing everything, Rob. Get on board. If you want to see them moving the chains on expectations, I give you this
season. Has that begun?
Oh, has it begun? Mm. They're shifting... Dude, that thing is moving on a constant basis. The messaging coming out of that place,
I love it.
That thing has the moral backbone of an eclair. It's fantastic.
They've always been that way.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So that's what we have coming up over the next...
Hockey starts this week.
Handful of weeks.
I know you're excited about that.
I'm not.
What?
I'm not.
You're not fired up about your... No.
Dude, I'm just getting into football.
I know.
And baseball. The playoff. Playoffs.
Dude, I will pay...
Dodgers are on right now.
I will pay zero attention to the NBA until, well...
Well, you always say Christmas, and I always say March.
Yes.
Actually, I used to say February, trade deadline, but now I've pushed it to March, maybe even April.
I'm in the midst of college football, the NFL. I got Major League postseason stuff. Dude, I got no time for the NBA. I got no time. There's a new decision coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you know that we only have one more sleep to the second decision?
If you don't know, LeBron has decided that they're teasing decision part two. You know this is going to be an ad. It has to be. This will be an ad for like Arby's new steak nuggets. This will be something so ridiculous.
You know what I saw that is terrible news?
Did you see the steak nuggets? Because I kind of want to try them.
No. What are the, for where?
At Arby's.
Yeah, no.
They got
I can't tell you the last time I had Arby's.
They got steak nuggies now. Come on.
Arby's?
Nope. No thanks.
Yeah, that place is disgusting.
The greatest Simpsons joke of all time is when they were doing a Lord of the Flies and one of the little kids goes, I'm so hungry I could eat at Arby's. That show is brilliant.
What if LeBron, because I saw a very sad story, and the story is, if you have not heard, the skillet queso at Chili's is going away. Oh, no.
We don't even have Chili's.
And let's not make fun of this. Have you guys had the skillet queso at Chili's?
One of us may have eaten at Chili's in Mexico City. Thank you very much.
I know. So you've had the skillet queso.
I've had the skillet queso.
Dude, it's freaking good.
It's amazing.
Where's the closest Chili's? I've looked on the map.
No, we don't.
It's like Idaho.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it should be illegal for them to run Chili's ads during the NFL. And then you're running ads for the firecracker egg rolls and the chicken dippers, and I can't get them. It's bull.
What if LeBron becomes the hero we've all been waiting for, and tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the second decision, which he has teased, he announces that he is bringing back the skillet queso.
Now, then it's
worthwhile.
I'm
like, dude, you're a hero.
Then it's worthwhile.
Because that's what we need out of LeBron.
Dude, I would dip bark dust into that thing and eat it and be perfectly happy.
I'm sorry. Queso is hit and miss, okay? Yes. So you go anywhere and order a queso, you don't really know what you're getting.
No.
The Chili's skillet queso is one of the greatest cheese dips, queso dips that exists, and they're getting rid of it.
Yes. Can I make an admission?
This cannot stand.
When we went to the Chili's in Mexico City drunk at 1:30 in the morning, do you know why we went to that specifically?
Skillet queso, probably.
The queso. Guess what the Mexico City's Chili's didn't have? Yeah, didn't carry it.
Why?
Had already been eliminated.
Whoa.
Yeah. The Mexican Chili's was already ahead of it. They had already taken it off. And believe me, heartbreak.
Did you call ICE?
Well, we were in Mexico. Could we get someone deported from Mexico? I don't know how that works.
Can they bring the queso with them? Is that...
Dude, It broke our hearts. Now, it didn't stop us from ordering way too much Chili's in the middle of the night. But yes, they did have to explain to us in their broken English and our broken Spanish that the skillet queso dip was no more. Why would you eliminate the best thing on your menu, Chili's?
It's really weird. Anyway, ticket prices for the final home game for the Lakers have gone up from $85 to $445.
Yeah, because people are thinking that he's going to announce his retirement. He's not. Yeah. I'm telling you, I will bet you, if someone wants to bet me, I will bet you $50 that this is an advertising thing. I don't know what it is. Some sort of dumb advertising thing, whether it's Nike or whatever company he's hawking, it beats something. This will be some sort of advertisement.
Like when Snoop Dogg said he was quitting smoke and it was like for a smokeless grill.
Yes.
And we all knew what it was. It's like, you're not quitting anything.
Yeah. This is going to be the dumbest thing ever. And yet we're going to all have to talk about it.
Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Okay, the college football Saturday succotash is next. You know, 1 and 2 in the preseason AP are now out of the top 25.
Yes.
Out.
Yes.
Completely out.
Yes. And I would like to point out, I've been wrong a million times on this program and will probably be wrong.
Here comes the I told you so.
10 other times.
Which one?
Today.
Arch or Franklin?
Both. Drew, they're the same person. It's the Spider-Man meme.
Drew Manning. Were you thinking of Drew Aller?
Drew Aller and Arch Manning, they're the same person. And neither one of them is any good.
Arch Allard.
Arch Allard. Cool I like name? That. I'm just combining that. Arch Allard. It's the same person. They're like, we're not any good. And then it's just them pointing at each other.
All right. We'll get to that. Coming up next, here's Schultz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our College Football Saturday Succotash.
Didn't seem on paper to be a very good weekend, and that morning slate, I had like a 7-game stack going where I can stack all my games to where you just you up and down and it'll just go, you can, you know, it's basically you can pick the order with one button of which you want to go. And man, I was working overtime trying to keep up with everything. So off the top of my head, I had the Beav game going. I had the Florida game going. I had the Penn State game going. I had the UW game going. I had the Alabama game going. I was like, God, save some of this for the afternoon.
Oh, Lordy.
Woo!
Well, that was the 12:30 slot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this happens. We always point this out, but every time you come, we come on the show on Friday and go, okay, let's look at the college football slate, and it doesn't look that great on paper. We say, buckle up, because it look every time it looks bad on paper, yeah, it almost always ends up being wild, mm-hmm, and it was again.
And let me also state that the most insulting and just downtrodden thing that I've seen in years. I was a lie. The Oregon State game, which was on ESPN Plus, but I was able to get it on my little streaming box. It was being broadcast with a camera literally from 1987. It was not in HD. I've never seen such piss poor quality. And I'm assuming because the announcers were just whatever the App State announcers. I don't know if they had ever called the game before. It certainly wasn't an ESPN crew. I think it was just two local people. They might have found them in the stands to go in there and do the game. And I have never seen worse production. And if I'm a Beaver fan and I tuned into that, I'm like, first I'm watching my team fall down 17-0 to a very average App State team. And I have to watch it on that. If you want to talk about how far, if that ain't rock bottom, Oregon State is actively cave exploring right now to try to find rock bottom. That thing was brutal.
They fired their special teams coordinator.
Yeah. That ought to do it.
Did you know that they hadn't done that yet?
I do. Well, I did.
I was like, wait, they're only just now firing the special teams coordinator?
People have been calling for that for 2 months, and so now it's
so
like...
So they're 0-6 now?
They're 0-6.
I saw the end
of it. And Wake Forest is coming, and Wake Forest will beat you.
I have ESPN Plus,
yeah.
So I saw the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
I just don't... It's
so messy.
That,
anyway.
That, top to bottom, that is...
It's mess.
I don't know if this is pettibone bad.
Oh, wait.
But we are approaching DEFCON 1 for how bad a situation
well,
that
we're
is.
We're not approaching. It's been like, we've been calling it like this for a month.
Ooh,
I mean, it's
ugly.
Pretty obvious.
It was from the start of yes. Trent Bray taking over.
Yeah. It
was
that.
Yeah, it was kind
but
of
there's
smelling
cracks and cracks
yeah.
and cracks. Yeah. But we saw this, like, Who'd they lose to? The Cal game. And then what was the second game?
Cal, Fresno State.
Yeah, the Fresno game. It was like, was that the one where they couldn't snap it?
Yes.
Yeah. After that, it was like, okay, this is going nowhere.
They had no business losing to Fresno State. They had no business losing to Houston and no business losing to App State. And yet here they are at 0-6.
So anyway, it could be worse. They could be Kent State.
Oh, don't worry. Kent State has a win. Thank you very much.
No, they do. But you need another win.
It'll be fine.
So for those that don't know, and why are we talking about, see, this is classic us. We're going to try to talk about the college football Saturday and how fun it was. And we've managed to talk about Oregon State and Kent State. What are we doing?
Yeah, this is Beavers suckatash now. My God.
I'll tell you right now.
Well, I have to tell you something.
At this time next week, I will be 58-50 richer.
Well, you better be.
I will.
Because, so Suk and Buck, rest in peace, they bet Kent State over 1.5 wins for the season.
Lowest win total in the country.
And they already won one game.
Against Merrimack.
They only lost 44-0 last week.
Yeah.
So they covered the spread. The spread was 46 against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So things are looking up.
Hell yeah,
and
man.
I have to tell you, have you seen, so they're playing UMass this week?
They got UMass and Toledo and Bowling Green, Ball State, back to back to back.
Yeah, but UMass, Kent State is favored to win the game.
Free money.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
They're favored.
Just free money coming right into my pocket.
I'm betting UMass plus the points, and I'm taking it all the way to the bank.
Yeah. Fun fact about UMass, they are one of the few teams that has never been ranked in the top 25 in college football.
Ever?
Ever.
I tried to get
you. I think it's weird that they play football.
I would agree with you.
I think of them as basketball.
I think like Marcus Camby.
Yeah.
Calipari. They went to a Final Four.
Well, they sure did, fella.
Although, actually, they didn't. It's been erased from the history books. So they did not. We're not supposed to talk about it. Just know that next week, you could have been, had you joined with me and Buckley.
No, I told you, I'm betting Mass.
You could have been 58-50 richer. But you won't.
I'm betting UMass. And by the way, you know what they're over under? This is another, more Kent State facts. Do you know what their over under total points in the Oklahoma game was?
Oh, God.
Wait, the team itself?
Yeah, Kent State's over-under team
six
total.
And a half.
I was going to say like 6.5.
2.5.
And that the under hit.
The under hit.
They did
not. Dude, they did not score.
They did not score. Look, I knew when I made this
That's
bet.
That's fantastic.
We were counting on the Merrimack win, and we got it. And we knew it was going to be rough. But now we're into the back half. This is where the winnable portion of the schedule comes, and we just need one.
Are we already into the back half?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Are we?
Yeah, essentially.
Is it the second half of the season already? No.
Well, we're 5-6 games in, So, I mean, 12 games.
Well, some people have played 6, I guess.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. God dang. That went fast. I need to start making some money.
We're making the turn. You should have bet on Kent. That would have been
okay,
funny for you.
Okay, stop it. Our college football Saturday succotash.
Meaningful games coming up?
I have the odds on the next Penn State coach.
Oh.
Who do you think it is?
Well, it's going to be James Franklin, but, they're not going to fire him.
We'll get to that and all things college football from this past Saturday next on the Fan. I have to say, we already miss Buck and his Trump drops. Is that his greatest contribution to our program?
I think so.
Trump drops?
Everyone works in their own, like every artist works in their own medium, whether that's oils, paints, sculpting. And I do feel that Buckley really came into his own with the POTUS drops. I think that's really where he found his calling.
Wyatt, you're really obnoxious.
Well, he will be missed. Now to the Saturday that was in college football. So we lost Texas and we lost Penn State. They are toast. Sark and Franklin.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it funny how, so that was 1-2 in the preseason AP top 25 right there.
Yes.
Do we ever learn our lesson that it's about coaches?
On
paper, this is why preseason rankings are stupid. Because what does anybody know? Well, the only thing we knew, despite the talent, is that Sark and Franklin will probably screw it up. And guess what happened?
Well, and the other one too, so obviously, Texas was the number one team. Penn State was a sexy pick. They were the favorite to win the Big Ten. And this was supposed to be the year that they finally got over the hump and could win a national title. The other one that a lot of people liked to win a national title was Clemson. Clemson, towards the end of the last year, found their rhythm offensively. Everyone came back. Loaded with NFL talent on the defensive side of the ball. Klubnik was supposed to be a Heisman Trophy guy. And Dude, I don't know how much you've watched of Clemson, although, dude, they beat the brakes off of North Carolina, which, by the way, might be the worst team in Power Four football. Good one, Bill. Clemson is another one that is just, they're an abomination. So three of the preseason legitimate national championship title teams are, they're not just like out of it. They're bad football teams. And at least Texas, you could say they lost to Florida, and Florida has been underwhelming, but Florida has guys, and that was a tough environment to go play. Penn State was four touchdowns favorites against a team that had fired their head coach, fired the coordinators. They're just in the least hostile environment known to man. That's an all-timer. Like, if you were going to say that the Dan Lanning, the Penn State win was the signature win of the Dan Lanning era, and this is saying something because James Franklin has more signature losses than Dan Lanning does signature wins, but if that's the signature win, this was the signature James Franklin loss. It's not a dagger in that program by any stretch of the imagination, but if you ever wanted a reminder, Penn State, that it ain't happening, no matter what they tell you, this was it. And he ain't going anywhere. He signed an $85 million contract. The buyout. James Franklin will be the coach there, but at some point, you're just a glorified Bo Pelini in a slightly better stadium.
Yeah, you know the last time an 0-4 or worse team beat a team in the top 10?
It's got to be, I mean...
Give me a year.
God.
Take a stab.
An 0-4 team.
Yeah. 0-4 or worse.
0-4 or worse. Because UCLA was 0-5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were 0-5.
Yeah.
God, I can't even...
Just take a stab at a year.
1991.
1985. When your BYU Cougars ranked number 7.
Oh, God, we lost.
They had won 30 of 31 games.
Yeah, that was
you guys somehow managed to lose to 0-6 UTEP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would have been the year after the national championship. We lost to UTEP?
You did. And it's all been downhill from there.
Hey, we lost to UTEP when I played there, and UTEP carried the goalpost out of the stadium, and then their coach didn't make them wear pads the rest of the year in practice. It was the highlight of their season. So we have a long, illustrious history of losing to UTEP. That is, I'm telling you, that is, those losses can't happen. Not only can they not happen.
That one was bad. No, the Texas loss.
7 points in the first half against UCLA?
Yeah, the Texas loss is different than the Penn State-UCLA loss, in my opinion. Arch is not very good.
No, he's not.
And Florida was kind of back against the wall. Mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised Florida put up as many points as they did on Texas's defense.
Yeah.
But that's not, I mean, that was a
Florida is a talented team.
That was a 5 or 6 point point spread.
Yes.
And it was down in the swamp. So Texas, I don't know, that one isn't as shocking nearly as a 25 point favorite at UCLA, winless UCLA who had fired their coach. The meme of the week was James Franklin just got out coached by Joffrey Lannister. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's Neuheisel's
so
kid.
Good. Neuheisel's kid who was
calling plays.
Yeah, he did. He got promoted with like 10 days.
Well, he's the OC.
Yeah, he's the OC.
Yeah.
And
he looks like Joffrey Lannister.
Yeah.
He has Nico, and they put up what? 42?
42 against him. Now, in the second half, Penn State.
God.
Penn State got their head out of their ass and actually started playing in the second half, and I think they won the second half. Like, I think they outscored them with maybe 32-15, something like that.
Well, didn't we all think they were going to win it once they... Didn't they come back and tie it?
I don't know if they came back and tied it. They came back and cut it to a score. I don't know if it was ever tied. But yes, there was that sense of, okay, dude, they shook off the rust. They figured it out. Again, it's another environment where there's no juice in it. It's like when Oregon played Northwestern, you have to provide your own orange soda juice for that game, but Penn State couldn't get a stop. And I know that they had some players out, but that is an inexcuse. It is just inexcusable to lose that game. And Franklin, I think after the game, Franklin said, we didn't handle the Oregon loss well. You think, James? Again, that's on you.
Look at Oregon just out here wrecking teams. They got Mike Gundy fired.
Yeah.
They've buried Penn State. Watch out, Kurt Cignetti.
Well, and I did say this. I thought, at least from an offensive standpoint, I don't know overall, I said Indiana will be a bigger test. See, and this is the other one. I know no one watches Penn State. The first 3 weeks, Penn State played Villanova, Florida International, and who was the other one?
Yeah, I don't
know. Tallahassee JUCO.
Whatever.
And believe it or not, I actually watched good hunks of those games, I wanted to see what Oregon was going to play. And no one listened. But if you watch those games, because they ended up being blowouts. The Penn State defense didn't give up any points, and eventually the offense got it going in the second half. It was one of the worst third down teams in the country. They in that second game against Florida International, they got stopped four times on fourth down. Situationally, they were bad. Drew Aller has not looked good once this entire season. There's no continuity on offense. They don't have an identity. Their run game wasn't very good. They weren't running the ball that effectively. And I was like, dude, this... If you had just stripped away the preseason stuff and you looked at Penn State as a whole, I'm not saying that it should have been like, oh my God, they're going to lose to UCLA. They just haven't looked good. They played one good quarter against Oregon. And outside of that, they have not been good.
But they also almost beat Oregon. Let's not forget, they had Oregon down 7, and Oregon had a fourth down that if they do not convert, Oregon loses the football game
overtime
in Happy Valley. So I think we can put a pin in it and come back next and talk about this. Does Penn State's loss, does that take some of the shine off of Oregon heading into the Indiana game?
Yeah.
We'll get to that and more college football ruminations coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.